This is Pastor Jeff Chavis, the pastor of Church Online, an online community of faith that you can find at churchonline.com. But we spell that differently. We spell it CHRCH, Church Online, because we say all that's missing is you. This morning, I want to take a little trip down history. I'm a student of history, maybe because my mom was a history teacher. I don't know, but I always had that great love for history. And of course, one of the most historic events we are celebrating tomorrow, July 4th, 1776, 250 years ago tomorrow, the day that the Declaration of Independence was officially adopted. By the way, it's interesting. It was signed just by a few people on July 4th. The majority of them wouldn't sign until August 2nd, 1776, but it was adopted that day. Some of those famous names that signed it, John Hancock, of course, the president of the Continental Congress with his very large signature. Thomas Jefferson signed it as well, the primary author of it. Some names that we may not recognize. The youngest signer was Edward Rutledge of South Carolina. Just 26 years old. The oldest signer, Benjamin Franklin, famous statesman, famous patriot, of course. 56 people in total signed that Declaration of Independence. And it was John Adams, yes, also a signer of the Declaration. John Adams would write later to us, to future generations. John Adams would say, "You will never know how much it cost my generation to preserve your freedom. I hope you make good use of it." I hope we are indeed. I'm not sure John Adams could foresee everything that happened in our country. But one of the things that is significant, he makes that statement, "You will never know how much it cost that generation." What does that mean? Well, by signing the Declaration of Independence, every person, all 56 signers, would be at risk. At least 17 of the signers lost their home or property. Most ended the war with less money than when they started. 4 signers of the Declaration would be taken as prisoners of war. And everyone in the colonies would go into this place of lack. In other words, a place where we don't have the same resources that we once had. And that's one of the things that they risked, their life, their livelihoods. And yes, even some of the basic essentials, like you may not know, you could not get a new Bible in English. That sounds strange to us, but how did that work? Well, at that time, the King James Version, of course, the authorized version, the most popular version in the colonies, you were only able to print it in England. And one individual, not a signer of the Declaration, Robert Aitken, who was from a printer from Scotland, took it upon himself to print New Testaments at first and later the entire Bible at the risk of his life and at the risk of his livelihood. It was reported that he had to take parts of his printing machines and hide them in barns around the area so that he could print the Bibles. At one point, it is estimated that he lost over $10,000 of his business, about $350,000 today, because he had the audacity to go against the British Crown and print Bibles in English in the colonies. Many people, like John Adams, like John Aitken, they represent this idea that they're going to step into a dangerous place. And why would they do this? Why would they risk it all? Well, in many cases, it was the words in the scripture. The words in the scripture themselves were the things that spurred them on, that gave them that encouragement. For example, Romans chapter 12. "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, in view of the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable in the perfect will of God." Those words that maybe there are moments in time when we need to no longer conform to the standard of this world, in their case, the standards of the government. Of course, also in Romans 13, it talks about how we must do what the government tells us to do. But where's the balance? The balance comes in places like when we decide that, well, we're no longer going to be able to get the Bible in our language, so we're going to take it upon ourselves to print it in our own land, as Robert Aitken did. He definitely exemplified this, definitely an individual who was a new creation of himself and did not think of himself more highly than he ought, as it says in the next section, Romans 12, verses 3 through 6. For I say, through the grace given me to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than you ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, but all members do not have the same function, so we being many are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Having then different gifts according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or in ministry, let us use it in ministering. He who teaches to teach, etc. These founding fathers, of course, students of the Bible, individuals that were willing to take that stand. And I love that line. We should not think of ourselves more highly than we ought to think. That's definitely what these founding fathers had in their minds, that this statement, this declaration, was them taking that step for future generations. They were saying it is worth the price that we have to pay. We may not be able to get, I don't know, the kind of tea that we like anymore. We may have to print Bibles underground. But we're going to take those steps because we believe so strongly in the cause. And that made me think about, what are we willing to stand up for? What are we willing to take a stand to the point where we would sign a declaration that would put us into a place of lack, a place of want, yes, even a place of danger? Are there things in our lives that we feel so strongly about? Our family, our faith? In this case, the country, this 250-year-old country that began with the signatures on that declaration, so significant, again, driven by the words of Scripture to begin what we are going to be celebrating on Saturday. And of course, again, as John Adams said, I hope you make good use of it, and I hope we can as well.